Good afternoon and welcome. You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5 Micro FM Chilliqua in the state of Jefferson. Simulcast on the Grow Your Own Channel 107.5 FM Greenville, South Carolina, the Jalapeno Channel 87.9 FM Sioux Falls, South Dakota, and numerous other micro broadcasts and webcasts across our great nation. Our website is FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. We open the broadcast with Trenches by Pop Evil. It's Muck and Fun Day. It's also the 30th and last day of goddamn November. It's just, man, time flies when you're in a whirlwind of shit, doesn't it? Anyway, it's the last day of November, the 30th, 2020. It's 12:04 Pacific time. The Word from the Trenches is hosted by myself, Henry Shively, and by my brother, John D., United States Marine fighting tyranny. This is a live call-in program, and listeners are encouraged to join in the conversation. If you'd like to call in, the number is 712-770-5597. A nice lady will come on the line and ask you for the conference room you want, and that would be 220029, and then the pound sign. Again, that's 712-770-5597, and then enter 220029 and hit that pound sign. Of course, you're going to have to punch in *6 to unmute if you want to come up on the air and mix it up with JD and myself today. Well, it is currently 42 degrees here, 4,200 feet in the high Cascades of northern Jefferson. We're looking for a high of 42 degrees today for the Klamath Basin. And it's getting colder. Yeah, man. Yeah, and I got to go out after this and put rebuild an alternator. That was my punishment for going somewhere. At any rate, good afternoon, John. And how's the weather out there in Nazi Joysy today? John? Laura says he's there. There's got to be some fast maneuvering going on. Resetting computers. Well, we'll just go ahead and...
Okay, how's that?
There you are.
Oh, well, I was having a nice conversation with you, Henry, and then I heard you start talking. I was like, oh, I guess he didn't hear me. It helps when I push the right buttons on because, you know, the total number of buttons operating my vocal system here, my audio system, I probably got, 2, 4, 6, 8, 10, 12, 13, something like 14 different buttons, and all it takes is one to be out of the wrong position.
Well, and, too many crickets.
There's dead silence when I try and talk. Anyway, as I was saying, I hope you had a nice Thanksgiving with your family, Henry, and a nice week off to decompress a little bit. And right now over here in the northeastern seaboard state of Nazi Jersey, at about 95 feet above sea level mean, we currently got windy, rainy conditions. It's been like this all day, and it's supposed to be like that into tonight, and then it'll blow out of here. 65 degrees, 100% humidity. So when you step out there, it actually feels kind of warm, even though it's only 65 because it's just so humid. So actually, not bad for late November. This is pretty good for the Northeast, Henry.
Man, I would take it right now. I ain't kidding you. Just some dry, warm, just one dry, warm day. That's all I need.
Well, that would be like asking for voting in your honest voting in your area, wouldn't it?
Oh man, that went out with. Well, I don't think it ever went in.
Oh no, and you know, you mentioned it's the end of November already, and you know, Jesus was really big on Christmas shopping, so we're coming into Jesus's holiday here. So people get out there and go spend your money. Remember when 9/11 happened and Bush was one of the first things he gets on TV and talks about? Get out there and spend money.
Actually, you know, they ought to take all those dead presidents off that fucking fiat currency and just put Jesus on it.
That's right, man. It's all about the mammon. Yeah. Anyway, did you see, I don't know if what you wanted to open up with, but did you see that the judge had ordered a stay that they couldn't touch the voting machines? I think, was it Pennsylvania, was it? Then, like 2 hours later, I guess he got a little phone call, and he came back and rescinded his own order so that they could go in there and wipe out the memories on them voting machines, you know, get rid of the evidence. And then I think he actually reversed that again, but I'm not sure about that. I don't know where we stand now.
Last time I heard he'd reverse it again, I don't know. But the bottom line is, you know, Trump is he's out there talking. He goes, what the problem is I can't get a judge to go along with me so I can get the evidence. Well, that's because they're fucking political appointees. They are not judges. There is no – the judicial system in this country is supposed to be the common law. Now, Mr. Trumpy, if you were within the law and you were operating within the law and you weren't a part of the international fraud in this country, if you were not the king of the Jews, if you were just another fellow like me and we had the common law in fucking a perfect working order and we had the common law courts available, all you would have to do is go down and file a complaint, and it would go to a grand jury who would have to investigate. And when that grand jury started subpoenaing, I mean, you don't say no to the grand jury unless you want to go to jail. And then as the fraud started coming in and the evidence started showing that it was rampant fraud, they just keep investigating more and more grand juries would be called and more grand, there is a way, but it's not a way
Isn't that the whole reason they got rid of the common law courts? Because in the common law courts, the judges do not have the ability to just dismiss it because they feel like it, or the prosecutor. That can only be done by the person bringing the charges or the allegation.
Well, that's exactly correct. Or if it's a criminal complaint, then, of course it has to go through the preliminary process, and the grand jury either returns a true bill or else it's dismissed. But in this case here, I heard one, I swear to you, just a while ago, one of the talking heads on the stupid box. And this guy, I can't remember the guy's name, but he had sat down and he went over every allegation of voter fraud in the United States. Not one incident of voter fraud occurred in the United States, okay?
Not one, Henry?
Not one.
I always suspected that Trump was a liar.
I did too. Well, I expected them all to be liars. But...
So wait a minute. Now, Trump may have been lying, but what about when Giuliani got up there and he made his presentation, an hour and a half press conference, and then he's gone before, the Pennsylvania? I think he's over in the before the Arizona legislature now or something like that.
Mm-hmm. That's it. Yeah, he's talking
about it. What about
the
allegations he made?
Well, the bottom line here is that those voting machines are sitting right there, and they're fucking dirty, and they know they're fucking dirty, but they can't get to them because they have to go through through a state judge, and those states are run by the fucking Marxists and the Bolsheviks. So the judges were appointed by the Marxists and the Bolsheviks. So they're not going to let them have the fucking to get to the machines. I mean. See, that's where this goddamn admiralty, this administrative admiralty breaks down into its true form as, star chamber courts.
Now is when it's paying off in dividends, isn't it?
Oh, well, hell yes. Now, if you had that old common law, what we're supposed to have, what the law of this land dictates we have, this would be a simple matter. I mean, there's been voter fraud in this country since the inception of this country. I agree with Hubert. There ain't never been an honest election in this country. But if you wanted to challenge it.
I would say as soon as there was the act of voting, the voting fraud came right with it.
You're damn straight. But the bottom line is, if you had the common law courts, I guarantee you could get them fucking voting machines. You could get them examined. They'd have never tried it. None of the shit would have ever been tried if the common law courts been kept in place. There was just two things that people really did fucking wrong. They forgot that they were supposed to be self-sufficient, so they were never dependent upon any government. That was one protection that they had, under the common law. If the government came to fuck with you, it's just like this shot thing. They're going to come out with, oh, goddamn, you got to have the shot. Everybody's got to have a shot. Everybody's got to have the shot. And if you don't have the shot, well, we're gonna take away your fucking driver's license. We're gonna take away your job. We're gonna coerce you.
Well, you're probably gonna lose your health insurance, your car insurance. You're gonna lose your house, and people that's already happening to them without the friggin' vaccine requirement. So I suspect that people are going to lose an awful lot, but Henry, it's voluntary.
That's what I was going to say. They need to get into that dictionary and fix that fucking word.
Yeah, there does seem to be a hidden meaning to the word voluntary, especially when you look in things like the IRS tax code.
I hear you, brother. Well, this is not from the United States. This is a landmark legal ruling finds that COVID tests are not fit for purpose. So what do the MSM do?
No, this is more conspiracy.
I knew you were going to be, probably knock you out of your chair because, who's seen this son of a bitch come?
With a feather.
Exactly. So what do the MSM do? They ignore it. Well, we're going to look at it. I mean, we already know what it says. We've been talking about it for 3 fucking months now, but we'll go ahead and look at it. I mean, this is at least a court in Germany that's saying that made a ruling saying this you can't use this. It don't work.
And it was also, if I remember, was it not Portugal? I forget what other country it was. The Supreme Court ruled that the tests are wholly invalid because they're completely inaccurate.
Well, this might be what we're talking about here. It's
for, no, there was another one. It wasn't Germany. Yeah. Germany did it too, but there was one that did it. A country, their court system just ruled on it, and that was about 3 weeks ago. And it surfaced up a couple of times in the news articles, different news articles. But was it Portugal? I'll think of it when we
get back. Sounds about right. But the bottom line here is this whole thing has gotten. I mean, they have just fucking put. Took stupid and opened the valve all the fucking way up to the point. I mean, their Thanksgiving, don't have a Thanksgiving thing. I mean, everybody went and had Thanksgiving and said, fuck you. And it's getting to be more fuck you. And you know, they're showing scenes from around the world. People are saying, fuck you. The people of Yugoslavia are actually trying to push to get so that they can be armed. Before they tried to give him a vaccine. Might have been a good idea to do that prior to the vaccine coming up, but
yeah. Well, people never catch on, Henry. When they're trying to disarm you, it's probably because there's an ultimate goal to it that's going to be in the future at some point. So if you're going to arm up, you got to do it before they try and, take away any right to get firearms.
Well, when they go to take your firearms away, just like Venezuela, you might get a little suspicious. I don't know. That's just me. I mean, I know that warm feeling that a gun gives me of security, but I don't know. Maybe I could, get a blanket. Anyway, we'll jump into this when we get back.
All right. Take your brain. It's time to go. You don't have long to go. Remember me. Remember me. 'Cause I'm the one made you see. Remember me.
Thank you for listening to PBFTT.
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches. 89.5.
Micro FM.
Chiloquin.
The State of Jefferson.
Bringing you the word from the trenches, please give a big round of applause for Henry Shively.
NJD. Alrighty then. Landmark.
Yeah, Henry, I looked up real quick. Yeah. I think this was it. Portugal. It was Portugal.
Yep. I do remember now that you mentioned it. That there had already been a ruling from a Supreme Court. But, hey, that's over in Portugal. The laws of physics break down over in the law over there in Portugal. They don't work the same as they do here in the United States. It's just you got to have that stupid gene in you so to help with the believing of bullshit. Landmark.
Well, you know, Henry, apparently the people are pretty well imbued with the stupid gene because a lot of people still believe 9/11 was some, sheep herders from the other side of the world who just hated our freedoms, Henry, and they just felt the need to destroy, World Trade Center 1 and 2, and especially World Trade Center 7, which had all the backup records to the fraud that was going on in the Department of Defense, and over 5,000 criminal cases that was against Goldman Sachs.
You know, it was so inundated with, that generation, that it, you talk about pouring on, the Patriot Act and everything that came with it, that it was actually coming out in their shit. They could take and they could find it in their shit. So, they're
so
trying the same
term,
thing.
You're a stupid shit comes from?
Yeah, they're trying the same thing here, but they're going at it from so many angles that they're, they're contradicting themselves. And when
I love Henry. One of the characteristics, if you got COVID, you wouldn't get blue feet.
Yeah. I kept watching my feet. Anyway, let's take a look at this. Landmark legal ruling finds that COVID tests are not fit for purpose. So what do the MSN do? They ignore it. This is from RT. It was sent in by a reader for discussion on From the Trenches, worldreport.com for German holiday makers who were illegally quarantined in Portugal. Here's that Portugal again. Illegally quarantined in Portugal, where you were just now told me that the Supreme Court told them the test was bullshit. After one was judged to be positive for COVID-19, won their case in a verdict that condemns the widely used PCR test as being up to 97% unreliable. 90, I know that's just going to be a little hunk of it in your shit, but... earlier this month, Portuguese judges upheld a decision from a lower court that found that forced quarantine of four holidaymakers to be unlawful. The case centered on the reliability or lack thereof of COVID-19 PCR tests. The verdict delivered on November 11 followed an appeal against a writ of habeas corpus filed by the Germans against the Azores is what it says, Regional Health Authority. This body had been appealing a ruling from a lower court, which found in favor of the tourists who claimed that they were illegally confined to a hotel room without their consent. The tourists were ordered to stay in the hotel over the summer. The whole fucking summer. After one of them tested positive for coronavirus in the PCR test, the other three were labeled close contacts and therefore made to quarantine as well. The deliberation of the Lisbon Appeal Court is comprehensive and fascinating. It ruled that the Azores Regional Health Authority had violated both Portuguese and international law by confining the Germans to the hotel. The judges also said that only a doctor, quote, can diagnose someone with a disease and were critical of the fact that they were apparently never assessed by one. They were also scathing about the reliability of the PCR, that's polymerase, I think I'm saying that right, chain reaction test. The most commonly used check for COVID, the only one used for COVID, and it's not even for COVID. Right? We can't get into that. The conclusion of this 34-page ruling included the following. In view of current scientific evidence, this test shows itself to be unable to determine beyond a reasonable doubt that such positivity corresponds, in fact, to the infection of a person by the SARS-CoV-2 virus. In the eyes of this court, then, a positive test does not correspond to a COVID test. The two most important reasons for this, said the judge, are that the test's reliability depends on the number of cycles used, and that the test's reliability depends on the viral load present. In other words, there are simply too many unknowns surrounding the PCR test, and you've went into this in depth, John. You've told why that...
At least once, Henry.
At least once. Oh, let me see. I don't want to use them. Yeah, I like this one. New rules in U.S. to allow federal government to use firing squads and poison gas to execute criminals. Oh, I think that means we're at war, people. If they can use...
Well, now, Henry, who have they defined as criminals? Oh, that's right, the Americans.
Oh, yeah, anybody that's against fucking Bolshevikism or Marxism, you're the enemy, man. And you better know you're the fucking enemy. Because, I mean, they're just openly talking about how the U.S. government's going to just kill people. Well, it never...
Don't forget Zionism, Henry, because they're already locking people up for several years at a time if you dare criticize the Jews.
Fuck the Jews. But... At any rate, I forgot where I was going with this. We'll just start reading it. This is from Sputnik. It was sent by Galen for discussion. I'm from the Trenches World Report. Fuck the Jews. This summer, the U.S. Justice Department has restarted the practice of federal executions after a 17-year hiatus. Since then, 8 people have been put to death by federal authorities and new executions are being planned for the upcoming month. The U.S. Justice Department has amended execution protocols allowing for the federal inmates to be put to death using methods other than lethal injection, which could potentially include inhaling nitrogen, gas, firing squads, and even hangings. Yeah, there's going to be some fucking hangs. You hang us, we'll hang you. It's a fucking war. It's what it's about. According to the rule, which was published in the Federal Registry on Friday, the United States government could now use any other manner prescribed by law of that state in which the sentence was imposed. They keep going with this fucking state tyranny. All these fucking guidelines and stuff and the suggestions and all these fucking unlawful, absolutely treasonous fucking orders from a fucking occupation force. And they can't be called anything else because they are in violation of the fucking supreme law of this land. And they are in violation of the jurisdictional authority of the individual free nationals who are the fucking highest authority in this fucking land. The list of these other ways to carry out capital punishment in U.S. states is not long, but could be surprising to those unfamiliar with American executions. In the United States, the death penalty is allowed in 28 of 50 states, with lethal injection being the most common methods applied to carry out the sentencing. States including Florida, Virginia, Kentucky still use electrocution, where the convict is, quote, fried. You know, the goddamn government never had the authority to kill us. They kill one civilian. Never, ever. I mean, that was one of the first things they did with their criminally created fucking position of attorney general and making themselves, we're the law. That's what they did. That's what that first Congress and that treasonous piece of dog shit-eating fucking wooden tooth cocksucker fucking George Washington did. They took away the fucking judicial power from the fucking people. They did not go through the 5th article of the fucking Constitution. It was never ratified. It was never law. It is not law today. That's why it seems so arbitrary to everyone. How can they just arbitrarily do all this shit? Because it ain't law. The law is quite clear, and the law tells us that we gotta kill these son of a bitches. We have to enforce the law on these fucking criminals, because what they are doing is a crime. Fried in an electric chair, as in Stephen King's The Green Mile. Several more states, including Arkansas and Oklahoma, may resort to this method as an alternative if others are found unconstitutional or unavailable. Well, the fucking bullet's going to be flying both ways, you dirty cocksuckers. You dirty son of a bitches. I mean, they keep on doing this thing, you know, they're trying to fucking convince you. I mean, all the shot. Guys, you gotta get the shot. It's only fair. I mean, damn it, the rich people shouldn't get the shot and then the poor people, you know, have to wait. The poor people should be put right in a priority for getting the shot. Don't you know? In fact, we should just give it to the poor people and give saline to the, you know, to the Masons and the dirty church cabal. And then, fuck, you know, this whole thing has been going on. There's tests gone on, for 90 days? For 90 days, you know, that shot won't kill you. But, I mean, think about the rate they're wanting to fucking immunize, they say, with something that isn't even a fucking immunization. It's not. They're telling you it's not. But they want that needle in your arm, how many people, how fast do they want that needle in your arm? That gives me a clue as to, you know, they've made it 90 days, these people who let them stick them with that shit. So, I mean, they're talking, and now, you know, they were telling us, we'd be wearing the mask for years, and now this is all going to be over in the springtime, because they are going to inoculate the whole fucking planet. They have a fucking plan to do it within a month. Think about that, people. Why are they in such a hurry? Because it may be at 120 days, 200 days. I mean, this study didn't even go on a fucking year. The average study is 8 years, and they still kill the fuck out of you. Look at Zantac. But this hasn't gone on for, it's all gone on for 90 days, really? You can live through this for 90 days? How about right at about a year, people just start dropping, like, what are you going to do? Unvaccinate the rest of the fucking world that you vaccinated? Or are you just going to sit there, Bill Gates, with that fucking smirk on his fucking bitch face? And fucking Zuckerberg and the rest of the fucking oligarchs just sit there and watch them fucking die and laugh about it. And you don't know how it's going to attack you either. I mean, give me just fucking a little bit of time. I'm coming for some of you motherfuckers. What the fuck do I got to lose? At any rate, where were we here? new rules. States including Florida, Virginia, and Kentucky. Let's see. Are they fried people? Okay. The inhalation of a poisonous gas as a means of execution is permitted in seven states. No, it isn't. This fucking corporate fucking state is fucking murdering everybody they kill. I don't care if the son of a bitch was caught with the gun smoking in his fucking hand. He was not given due process of the law. He was not lawfully convicted. And the state has no authority to fucking, charge or, try or convict a fucking American national in their individual capacity. And you sure as fuck don't have the right to kill him. And any fucking fool out there, I know you're out there, and you fools out there say, well, they should be able to, yeah, execute them. Maybe it'll be you, you motherfucker, next. Maybe they'll just want to get rid of you. And then you'll find out how those star chamber judges work. But I'm innocent. I didn't do it. I mean, gosh, I've showed you the proof, but you won't let me bring it. No, I'm going to be executed. You dumb motherfuckers, because you're the dumb motherfuckers that allowed this shit to come about in the first place. But I'm really not angsting over it so much anymore, John, because it's plain to see that the fucking shooting ain't far off. And if I die in the first round, I die in the first round. If I make the second round, I make the second round. If I make the third round, man, I'm going to be fucking, I'll dance a little jig just for making the third fucking round. But the goddamn shooting's getting close. I mean, they want to talk about the people that aren't. First, they said 23% last week when I was talking to you were going to refuse it. It's up to 40 again. And you, every once in a while they mention, but how are we going to? I mean, I heard one just actually dropped to a whisper talking to him. But how are we going to get him to take it? Well, you ain't. You're going to get fucking shot. You put your fucking chips into the middle of the table. You've made your play. Now you're getting ready to fucking, I would say, live with the results, but I don't think you're gonna. We're gonna take our bottom of the hour break. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to PBFTT.
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5.
Micro FM.
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
or two. And all she wants to do is dance, dance. And still can sell the army all the drugs that they can do. And all she wants to do is, all she wants to do is dance. And make romance.
It is now time for the tactical report. So I'm going to be turning this mic over to John. And John, do your worst. John?
Okay, how's that?
That's good.
All right. Well, I click it off during the rollover there so you don't pick up any background noise, and then I forget to turn it on sometimes.
Did you hear?
I have a little bit of an echo, and it does get distracting.
Did you hear?
Right, let's get moving here. I am John D., U.S. Marine Fighting Tyranny. This is the Tactical Report. It is, as Henry said, oh, my God, November 30th, 2020. Man, the month is gone already. We're just a month away from being out of this year. And it is Monday, which comes from the Scandinavian Norse god, Manny, goddess of the moon. And yes, I would love the moon, one of these trees in the son of a bitches. But from that, they got Manny's Day, from which our country got Monday. And of course, here on From the Trenches, we got Manic Monday. Remember, part of the definition of manic is people who experience a psychosis, including hallucinations and delusions, which indicate a separation from reality. And anyone who falls for this voting or thinks there was no voting fraud, they are clearly separated from reality.
John.
No question about it. You know, and John. Maybe for today, because we've heard Henry mention this a couple of times,
John.
We're going to just make today Fuck the Jews Day. How about that? Instead
John.
Of Manic Monday, we're just going to call it Fuck the Jews Day. I think that's good. Maybe we even do that every day. This week, I don't know, fuck the Jews this week. We'll try that, see how it feels.
John.
It actually feels pretty good. All right,
John.
Let's get going here. I got a lot
John.
To cover because, well, we took a week off there, and Henry, hopefully you had a little bit of a rest there, and you got to decompress and recharge your batteries a little bit because this job is stressful. Just knowing this knowledge to the level that me and Henry know it, and most of our listeners too, but certainly me and Henry, because we have to go out there and dig through this information, find it, decide what we're going to discuss on the broadcast. So whatever we discuss on the broadcast, typically, there's a lot more that we know about, but we just don't have the time to discuss it. And just that knowledge alone becomes weighty. You know, it begins to get you down. It's overwhelming at times. And you need to step back from it every now and then, both me and Henry and everybody. That includes all regular listeners, too. You know, just the knowledge of what's really going on. Sometimes it'll start to get you depressed. So don't be reluctant to step back from it once in a while and just take a breather. And
John.
Just enjoy the few precious things that we do have access to still, you know, our family, our friends, what shreds of liberty remain at the moment, because once the fighting starts, that's all going to go to the wayside for a while, and the only ones who are going to get to enjoy the liberty after the fight are those who survive the fighting. And I don't think I'm going to be around for that, and, you know, Henry's already made it clear what he expects to happen, and I agree. Because that's the nature of the fighting people, the brave people. They're the ones that step into the battle first, and typically they're the ones who get shot first. But that's the name of the game. That's just the way it goes. All right. Let's get moving. Let's take a quick fly over the financial markets, and let's see how they've done since all of this voter fraud has been put on the table now. It's already been discussed openly, been ignored in the mass stupid media or the mainstream media, but it's been out there and it's carried very well in the alternate news presses. It is discussed to a very, very small degree in the main Zionist press, the mass stupid media press, but there's clearly, you know, absolutely every indication that most of America knows what's going on, even if they don't want to agree or acknowledge the fraud. They are aware that there are these allegations of fraud on an unprecedented scale in this country. So let's see how the markets have reacted to that during the week that we kind of took off here and recharged our batteries. Right now we've got gold is at $1,780 an ounce. We've got silver. And again, they did suppress it. They got it under $1,800. Remember, it was almost at $2,000. And so they managed to get it back under $1,800. And the reason they've got to do that is because they do understand, even though they completely lie about it, completely ignore it, will never ever admit it on the mass lying media, gold is the measuring stick of value, period. Especially against other forms of money and especially currencies, which is what we use. We don't use money, we use currencies. And now they want to go to this crypto currency, which isn't even the same as the paper currency. At least with the paper currency, when it goes worthless, you have something to burn in your stove to cook your food on, like they did in Weimar Germany, or you can wipe your ass with it at the very least. But with the digital currencies, what do you get? That's right, absolutely nothing. When it crashes, you're going to have zeros and ones in your computer that, well, your computer screen is going to show a bunch of zeros for its worth or next to zero. And we're going to get into the cryptocurrencies in a minute. Let's see what we got here. Silver is at $22.54 an ounce. We got the made fraud indicators, the market indicators. Dow Jones Industrial Average is down 350 points at 29,563. U.S. Zala Index is at 91.82, so it's under 92%. And remember, the U.S. Zala Index is not a measure of purchasing power. It is a comparison between the Federal Reserve Note, which is a certificate of enslavement created by the international communists through the Federal Reserve, against a basket of six other fiat currencies that they've created in other various countries. And all it says is that the U.S. dollar is slipping towards its intrinsic value of zero a little quicker than the other ones. That's all that number tells you. It tells you nothing about its actual purchasing power or value. Crude oil is down 74 cents at $44.79 a barrel on the New York spot market. Now let's get down to this gambling device. Look at this, the cryptocurrencies. Bitcoin, it's up another whopping $1,200 today at $1,944. I did see it a little high before, so it has pulled back slightly, but you're almost up at the $2,000 mark. Now remember, what is the benefit of a cryptocurrency? Well, the benefit is it's a decentralized currency at this time, a digital currency, and it does allow you to make instantaneous payments around the planet that can clear typically in like 20 or 25 minutes, which is much, much, much quicker than traditional banking forms of international payments. The other thing is it's decentralized and you can buy it without going through a broker. That's the benefit. What's the downside? What's the intrinsic value of a cryptocurrency? Well, the same thing as any other currency. It's zero. There is nothing backing it. It's a gambling device, largely. Although Bitcoin does have the latitude of facilitating international payments on a very, very expeditious footing. Other than that, it's a gambling device. And what you're seeing here is it came up three cherries again. That's all. But it is going. They are going to crash it. There is going to be cash taken off the table at some point. Remember, Bitcoin, just like stocks in the stock market, is a pump and dump scheme. They get you in. They pump it up. Oh, look at the value. You got to get in now. Well, look at this. Look at the highs it's at. You need to get in before it goes even higher. You know, like the great, what was it called? The tulip. The tulip mania and over in the Netherlands in the 1600s. That was a pump and dump scheme. This is the same thing, people, and it is going to crash at some point. Now, what's going to be the ultimate high before it crashes? I have no idea, because there is no way to evaluate this, because there is no tangible asset behind it whatsoever. Nothing. So there is no way to logically or analytically analyze its potential value other than people's knee-jerk reaction to it, which means it's a psychological issue. Not a financial, not a monetary, and certainly not a mercantile one, meaning a hard asset backing it. There is none. So anyway, if you want to get into it, just remember, you're gambling, period. Going on. Let's take a look at this. This is interesting. I like this. I'm not even going to read the article, but the headline, I think, says quite a bit about what you can expect to find in the story. Over in King World News, again, Egon von Greyerz, although the article is Greyerz, the world is heading into the worst nightmare imaginable. And he's absolutely right. I can't agree with the guy more. Now, he had made the hazardous guess. He had put the hazard out there of guessing a timetable on when the U.S. dollar, the Federal Reserve note, what stupid people call the U.S. dollar, was actually going to really start to crash in value. In other words, start to hyperinflate, where the consequence of the hyperinflation is the increase in pricing. Remember, inflation and hyperinflation is not talking about the purchasing power of the money or the currency. Hyperinflation is the government printing it without any production backing it. The inflation is referring to the size of the monetary base. That's it. But when the government goes on an ad infinitum printing campaign to pay its bills, like the U.S. government, remember, there is no government. It's a corporation, and it's not even a corporation. It's a gangster. It's a cartel of gangsters running this country under the guise of calling itself a government. But they are now spending money at more than twice the rate that they're bringing into the tax base. So for every dollar they bring in taxes, they're spending well over $2 in expenditures. Well, where the hell is that other buck and change coming from? That's right. Run the printing press, or in reality, push the computer's keys. That's where the money comes from. It's zeros and ones in the computer, and they're hyperinflating it. We're at what, $28-plus trillion nominally in national debt. In reality, the USA is in debt by close to $100 trillion. The global economy is in debt by close to $300 trillion. With the derivatives, you're over $2 quadrillion, which is over $2,000 trillion, which is more than three entire planet Earths with everybody and everything on it of value. $2 quadrillion is more than three complete Earths of value. How the hell can you have something of value that is greater than the entire planet? That shows you what a fraud and a con our monetary and financial system is, people. And so when Greyerz makes this comment, the world is heading into the worst nightmare imaginable, he ain't kidding. So I invite you over to take a read, because it's actually kind of a lengthy article, a very good one. He backs it with hard numbers, and he talks about some of the historical context that he makes the statement from, and he's absolutely right. So I would invite you over to King World News and read that one. It's a good article, worth your time, because this is going to affect every single person on this planet. No question about it. Going on, let's see what else is going to affect every person on this planet, because remember, the United States still has the largest, most lethal military in human history, regardless of our debt position. Over in Sputnik News, Arizona certifies Biden victory. Whoa, wait a minute. Giuliani was just over in Arizona, just gave him a complete earful with all the backing documents to show this is complete election fraud. On a historical level, now there's always been fraud, voting fraud, as Henry talked about it, and he talked about the voting fraud in this country. It's always been there, and I take it back. I take it in an even bigger picture that as soon as mankind, wherever the starting point was that you want to take, I don't care because there was no historians there marking down that exact moment. But whenever mankind figured out this notion of let's vote on something, you can be pretty much guaranteed that the very next thing mankind invented was voting fraud. I don't even know when that occurred. But as long as there's been voting fraud. But we've never had it on such an overt scale before in this country. And we're at the point, as I've said, the old saying used to be, don't piss on me and call it rain. Well, they're at the point where they're saying, yeah, I'm pissing on your face. Taste it. Smell it. Drink it. That's my urine. I'm pissing on your face right now. What are you going to do about it? That's the point they're at right now with this voting fraud. That's the scale of the overt exhibition of it, and they don't care. They are so confident in their ability to get away with it, even when they tell us to our face, they don't care. And then, as Henry said, yes, there's a lot of people out there, tens and tens and tens of millions who do care. And you know how we know that? Go try and buy a handgun. Go try and buy ammo. What you are seeing is month after month of sales records for firearms and ammo. And remember, people never arm up if they feel completely safe. The only time they arm up, and the only time they arm up in mass, is when they feel threatened. And right now, Americans do feel threatened, and they're holding their firearms with their finger right on the trigger, and they're ready to go. Let's see what this says real quick. Arizona is one of half a dozen states that the Trump election legal team has sought to contest, pointing to the alleged fraud. No, there's no alleged. It's already been shown and proven. The alleged fraud in Democratic candidate Joe Biden's favor. Democrats, U.S. media, and most U.S. state judges have so far dismissed the Trump's team's fraud claims. Now, Henry just talked about this with these state judges, these political appointed judges. Gee, it's no wonder they're dismissing this evidence outright, because they are broken, corrupt, and treasonous as the so-called election fraud itself. So how could you possibly hope for a legitimate, judicially derived decision which is supported by the facts and the evidence? You can't. The system is wholly broken and corrupted, people. There's only one way it stops, and that's when the American people step up there, and with that finger already on the trigger, oh, they squeeze that trigger just a little bit tighter. And eventually those rounds are going to start going off. The southwestern U.S. state of Arizona has formally certified the 2020 presidential election for Joe Biden, becoming the largest battleground to do so ahead of the December 14th meeting of the Electoral College to formally cast their votes. The Trump campaign had planned to include Arizona in its series of court cases seeking to challenge the officially tallied results of the November 3rd vote, citing alleged fraud involving mail-in ballots and other suspected irregularities. No, there's no suspected irregularities. That's what evidence is. It shows you it's not suspected. They've got the proof. Traditionally a solidly Republican state, Monday's certification in Biden's favor is the first time since 1996, which remember is 24 years ago now, and just the second one since 1948, that a Democratic Party candidate has carried Arizona, which awards its winner 11 electoral votes. Trump won Arizona in 2016, defeating Hillary Clinton by 3.5% over 91,000 votes. In 2020, he's said to have lost by roughly 10,000 votes. And so the article goes on, people. But I love how they keep slipping these, oh, it's just alleged. There's no hard evidence. It's not out there all over the place. And not the fact that this Smartmatic, which is these voting machines that they use, when you go to their website, one of the main selling points of it is that it allows you to completely alter the outcome of any election. That's the point of it. The Smartmatic, that's the name of the company now. It was Dominion, and before that it was Sequoia, and before that it was other names. Every time there's trouble, they switch company names. They close down the old company, open a new company, although all the people, all the inventory, all the software, and everything else stays the same. They just keep switching the company names to try and hide their trail a little bit. But over at Smartmatic's website, one of the main selling features of their voting machines was is that it facilitates voter fraud. That's what it's for. That's what it was created for by Hugo Chavez, to do that very thing. And yet somehow it's conspiracy theory if you think these machines are used for voter fraud, which is exactly what these machines were designed to do. Going on. Now, this is interesting. I don't know how true this is. I've seen several articles about it now. So I'm not ready to accept it, but I'm not ready to just chalk it off either as just some overhyped story that never actually occurred. Over in Cryptagon, reports claim CIA-controlled second Swiss encryption firm. Swiss politicians have voiced outrage and demand an investigation after revelations that a second Swiss encryption company was allegedly used by the CIA and its German counterpart to spy on governments worldwide. Quote, how can such a thing happen in a country that claims to be neutral like Switzerland? End quote. Co-head of Switzerland's Socialist Party, Cedric Vermouth, asked in an interview with Swiss public broadcaster SRF late Thursday. Now, they're just talking about that. That's just the spying and the surveillance. But what I was also getting at is supposedly there was a shootout between U.S. military forces who were seeking to get control of those computers and servers that were used in Germany and were being guarded by U.S. military personnel also. And apparently five of those soldiers got killed by special force operators, American Special Force operators, who were trying to seize those, computers over there in Germany. So this is another issue here about all the computer systems being used in various countries for a complete global top-down system of complete fraud and corruption, people. It's not just us. Remember what I said. This isn't a war against the American people. This is a war by the international communists against humanity. And this is proof of how it's going on, the scale of it. Going on. Now, Henry had mentioned our good friends, the ones we have a special relationship. Fuck Israel. Fuck the Jews. Over in Zero Hedge, Iran nuclear scientist was shot with a mounted remote control machine gun. Now, I remember there was a movie. I can't think of what it was. But there was a movie where the guy had basically built a remote control large caliber gun to shoot out, I don't think it was a presidential candidate, it was some political candidate or a political representative or official. I don't remember what the movie was, but this sounds like it's coming straight out of that movie almost, because that's where we are. I mean, we're at the point where science fiction meets science reality. It says Iranian state media has issued for the first time the stunning details of last Friday's assassination of top nuclear scientist Mohsen, I don't even know how to say this, Fakhrizadeh, I'm not sure I'm saying that right, I apologize if I'm saying it wrong, because the guy was murdered by these fucking Zionists, by these Jews, and he at least deserves the respect of having his name said properly. Importantly, Iranian state media is claiming that a machine gun recovered from the site was made in Israel. Quote, the remains of the weapon used in Friday assassination of senior nuclear scientist, and this means Iranian nuclear scientist, Mohsen Fakhrizadeh, show that it was made in Israel, and informed Soil Press TV. The killing was done entirely remotely, with no assassins on the grounds, and no apparent drone activity, according to Iranian officials. But how? The source made the revelation on Monday, saying the weapon collected from the site of the terrorist act bears the logo and specifications of the Israeli military industry. Tehran officials said they will soon publicize all available evidence showing who was behind the hit, which occurred in a small city east of the capital, included a hail of gunfire and a detonation of a vehicle which took out the scientist's convoy and bodyguards. Officials have further vowed hard revenge for the killing, which they had in the hours after, blamed on Israel. So here's another assassination. international assassination, which is completely illegal, by the way. Don't think because Israel and the U.S. government and, of course, the British MI6 and MI5 and all of them are getting away with it. Don't think it's legal. It's not. These are international crimes. They're international crimes against humanity, and frankly, they're international war crimes. Now, let's go on about crimes against humanity over in RT, Russia Today. Australian authorities seize child, rule parents abusive for... Now, put your seatbelt on because I know you're going to be floored. How did these parents get away with this? How dare they? Australian authorities seize child, rule parents abusive for resisting hormone therapy to help daughter become a son. Yes, apparently now, if you actually take issue with that, you're an abusive parent. Not the people who are trying to do it to them, not the one who are going to be sticking the needles in this poor little kid, forcing this hormone treatment on them. No. They're the ones who are good for the child. The ones protecting the child, the parents, you're bad for them. An Australian couple whose child was reportedly seized by state authorities is appealing a magistrate's ruling finding them abusive and dangerous for resisting testosterone therapy for their daughter, who identifies as a male. The lawyers for the unidentified parents filed papers last week seeking to appeal a magistrate's October decision, setting up what appears to be the country's first test case on parental rights regarding gender dysphoria medicine. I love that. That's the name they actually have in here. Gender dysphoria medicine. The fuck does that even mean? The Australian newspaper reported on Saturday. Their child, then 15, was taken away from the family last year after discussing suicide online. The authorities say they will not allow her to change gender. The authorities say we will not allow her to change gender. The meaning, this is from the statement from the parents. We will not allow her to change gender, so it's dangerous for her to come back to our house because we will mentally abuse her, the father told the Australians in the newspaper. They want us to consent to a testosterone treatment. Now, notice this. They're claiming they're abusive. They've kept the child. They won't let the child come back. That means they put it in their form of child protective services, CPS, child pedophile services. But yet somehow they still want the parents' consent. You know, that's what it's all about. Because it's voluntary. No, your child doesn't need to have to do this. No, it's all voluntary. But you're not getting your child back until you consent. Yeah. This is why your finger's on the trigger, people, because this is what they want to bring here. In fact, they do have here already to a certain extent. And it goes on and on talking about it. I mean, if you're a parent, when you read this article, your stomach will turn. I guarantee you. I'm not even getting down into the worst part of this. I just wanted you to realize what's going on, because this is now completely out in the open, where they are now labeling parents who are doing their best to protect their children from this LGBT, this transgenderism bullshit. Any parent who tries to do it is now being labeled the abuser. I hope your finger's on that trigger. Fuck the Jews, because they're the ones behind all this bullshit. Going on. Now, talking about our friend the Jews, let's see what this has to say. And I like this. This is a website called Christians for Truth. Christians for Truth. And it's not the number four. It's F-O-R, four. Christians for Truth. News article. Jews deeply alarmed, and that's in quotes, Jews deeply alarmed that Amazon's Alexa believes Jews control the world financial systems and media. No, say it isn't so. The fucking dumbass computer system. Remember, Alexa is not even a true AI system. It's a sophisticated algorithm, but it's not even a true AI system, and yet it still managed to figure this out, which means someone with the IQ, because these AI systems typically, when they measure the so-called IQ against a human person, especially a human kid, they typically rate them as being equivalent to about what a 3 or 4 or 5-year-old can do as far as the AI's actual capacity to be independent thinking. It's only equivalent to like a 3-year-old, something like that, a 4-year-old. So what you have here is that the equivalent of a 3-year-old can fucking figure this out, but yet these mass idiots on the mainstream media, oh, they can't figure out those adults, those brilliant adults, they can't seem to figure it out. But a 3-year-old can figure it out. Let's just take a quick look at this. I just want to read the first paragraph. It says, despite the fact that Amazon's AI Alexa robot has been shown to promote the agenda of the radical left. Otherwise, liberal Jews are now up in arms that this otherwise compliant and politically correct useful idiot, I mean, they're talking about Alexa calling it a useful idiot, has a firm grasp of the obvious, that Jews do indeed control the world financial markets and mainstream media. Quote, the vice chairman of Conservative Friends of Israel has written to a home security, has written to the home secretary, raising an alarm at claims that the Arizona robot assistant, Alexa, is repeating quotes from anti-Semitic conspiracy theory websites. In his letter to Prete Patel, the MP, Member of Parliament, Andrew Percy, writes that to the question, do the Jews control the media? Alexa answers, here's something I found from the article Jew Watch on Wikipedia. Jew Watch claims that Jews control the world's financial systems and media. That was Alexa's response. He also points out that in response to the question, do the elders of Zion control the world? Alexa quotes from an article that outlines viciously anti-Semitic theories regarding the forged documents. No, they're not forged. What happened is these documents, which were never supposed to go public, got into the public domain. So what is the first thing the Jews will always do when their plans against humanity become public knowledge? They backpedal, deny, and dissimulate. That's what they always do. Doesn't matter who wrote it, as long as it was going to be sponsored by the Jews. Remember, the Communist Manifesto wasn't written by the Rothschilds, but they did finance it. And it's for the Jews and about world Zionism. So when they talk about anti-Semitic, remember, Jews are not Semites. Semites means of Arabic descent. 90% of all the world's Jews are of Turk-Mongolian descent. They're Asiatics. Only 10%, approximately 10% of the world's Jews are what they call of Semitic descent, or what we would call of Arabic descent, coming from the Hebrews, who were the so-called Jews mentioned in the Bible, because there are no Jews mentioned in the Bible. There's Hebrews in the Bible. That's the Jews you typically think of when they try and make this connection in your mind. Oh, when we use the word Jew, we're talking about like the Jews talked about in the Bible. No, there was never any Jews talked about in the Bible. There was Hebrews talked about in the Bible. And the modern-day descendants of them are called Sephardic Jews. Those are the descendants, supposedly, of the true Hebrews. But that's only 10%, barely, not even a full 10% of the Jew population. 90% of the world's Jews are Asiatics. So they can't be, you can't be making an anti-Semitic statement against someone who's not a Semite. Semite means of Arabic descent. That's all it means. The letter includes further examples of Alessa's responses to questions such as, was the Holocaust a hoax? I'm sorry. Was the Holocaust a hoax? And is Israel guilty of war crimes? And of course, it answers the obvious answers to that, because yes, the Holocaust is a hoax, and yes, Israel is guilty of war crimes each and every day. Even if you don't count the rest of the world, just look at what it's doing to the Palestinians in Palestine. Because remember, there is no country of Israel. It is Palestine occupied by a terrorist organization called Israel. And what they're doing to the Palestinians each and every day are war crimes. Anyway, I thought this was interesting. And it goes on. And so it's an interesting article. So if you're interested in reading more about that, head over to Christians for Truth. Jews deeply alarmed that Amazon's Alexa believes. No, it doesn't believe anything. It's an algorithm. What it does is it searches out answers based on probability. That's all it really does. Which really means there's a lot of information exposing who and what the Jews really are, because their Alexa's responses are based on probabilities. Going on. I like this one, also over on Christians for Truth. Holocaust Museum head explains how the complete lack of physical evidence of the Holocaust. Now, wait for this. Oh, I wish I had a drum roll. I would do a drum roll to this. Holocaust Museum head explains how the complete lack of physical evidence of the Holocaust is proof it happened. Oh, if I had the drum to do a snare hit and a cymbal crash. You know, like when David Letterman would tell the punchline to a joke. So, This is the Jews' explanation for the Holocaust. Yes, there is absolutely zero, no evidence whatsoever. Remember, the big so-called crematorium that is built outside of Auschwitz was built after World War II. Auschwitz did have a very small crematorium. In fact, I think if I remember right, it was a two-body or three-body crematorium because it was set up initially it wasn't set up as a concentration camp. They called it something else, where people went to actually get away from the city so they wouldn't get bombed. So it did have a small crematorium for people that did die when they were there, because elderly people were there also, and that does happen. But the major ovens that you see weren't built until after World War II. And so that's part of their hoax, their so-called evidence are those crematoriums over there in Auschwitz. But meanwhile, it's already been shown they weren't even built till after World War II as part of this hoax. But I love their admission: the complete lack of physical evidence of the Holocaust is proof it happened. Sure, I'll go along with that. I'm an idiot. I like this one. Now, in the vein of propaganda and trying to teach your children how to go along with the New World Order here and accept those vaccines, oh death. Over in Natural News, brainwashing the young. Crybaby dolls allow children to, quote, vaccinate their dolls, causing measles-looking red dots on their face to vanish. That's right. They're going to sell you dolls to your kid. If you're dumb enough to buy your kid one of these, you're an imbecile, because it's training your kid. Oh, vaccines are good for you. Look, it makes you better. Meanwhile, we know the truth of the vaccines is about global control, and it's about part of their mass extermination program. This is how they're going to get rid of humanity, is through the vaccine gambit. But I love this. They're going to vaccinate the dolls. You're going to vaccinate your doll, and then the red-looking measle dots on their face will vanish when the child does that. Yeah. I like this one. Over in No More Fake News, John Hopkins study explodes COVID death hoax. It's relabeling on a grand scale. Now, this is talking about, now remember, there is no COVID-19. And so I always get, and whenever I say this to people, and it happened just again this weekend, what about all the people who died? I know people who died from COVID-19. And I said to the lady, I says, excuse me, miss, you don't know a single person who's died from COVID-19, because there is none. There is no COVID-19, so you can't die from it. Well, I know people who died from it. All right, let's try this again. COVID-19 doesn't exist. It can't kill anybody because it's not real. No, I know people who died from it. No, you know people who died, but it wasn't from COVID-19. Now, people always die from heart attacks, illnesses, the cancer because of all the vaccines they got 20, 30, and 40 years ago, and now they're actually paying in dividends, causing early deaths of these people, natural illnesses. People die from that all the time. Remember, before COVID-19 came along, people were dying. It's not like death took a holiday all the way up until COVID-19 came along. All of a sudden, people are dying every day now. It's the COVID-19. That's why. No. On average, 8,000 people alone in this country die every single day. Some days the number's a little higher. Some days the number's a little bit lower. You may even get a trend where for 2, 3, 4 days, maybe even several days in a row, the numbers are higher than the average. And then you're going to get a trend sometimes where the numbers are below the average. But overall, over 8,000 people a day in this country alone die. And if you label just 1,000 out of that 8,000 as COVID-19, well, that's horrendous. That's god-awful. Yes, but it's not COVID-19. And this talks about how they're relabeling, falsifying the death certificates of all these other forms of death as COVID-19. Because remember, a disease that does not exist can't hurt or kill you, and COVID-19 does not exist. Going on. I like this over in the idiocy department. RT, Russia Today. Cones of shame. Maine, the state of Maine, orders restaurant servers to don face shields like dog collars and bizarre COVID-19 guidelines. That's right, people. This is where they're just making fun of us now. We're at the point, they're just making fun of you. They're just going to see how much stupid people go along with this. They're sitting back laughing their fucking ass off every time they institute another one of these stupid guidelines, and people go along with it. They slap themselves in the head. Like that, they actually hit the palm of their hand against their forehead because they can't believe how stupid people are to go along with this, and they're laughing so fucking hard. And this is one of those another one of those bizarre guidelines where there's no medical purpose to this. None. Remember, there is no medical crisis. COVID-19 is a political crisis, not a medical one. And they're at the point now. They're just seeing what they can get away with. That's all this is about. They're laughing so hard at us, it's not funny. Last item. Over in Investment Watch blog. Dark Winter was the code name for a scenario in which a biological weapon was used against the American populace. Now, Joe Biden has used this term a whole bunch of times now. Dark Winter. There's a dark winter coming. But it turns out that phrase, dark winter, and we've mentioned this before on the radio show, it actually goes back a couple of decades. Let's just see what this says real quick. Could it be possible that the phrase dark winter has some sort of deeper meaning that most of us are not meant to understand? We have heard that phrase over and over again in recent weeks, and usually it has been used in discussions regarding the current state of the COVID-19 pandemic. But it has also turns out that the term dark winter was also a code name for a high-level simulation that was conducted back in 2001. That simulation envisioned a scenario in which a widespread smallpox attack was unleashed inside the United States. As you will see below, the simulation was, quote, designed to spiral out of control, end quote, and the hypothetical consequences were absolutely disastrous. The reason why this is a concern is because many of these simulations and, quote, exercises end up mirroring real-life events that happen at a later date or almost on the same date, as in September 11th. Remember, on September 11th, the military was just happened to be doing conducting a military training exercise called Operation Vigilance. Was it Vigilant Eagle? No, Operation Vigilance. I forgot the name of it now. It'll come back to me. But they were conducting an operation on September 11th where the gist of the training operation was that some commercial aircraft got hijacked, they smacked them into the Twin Towers, and they smacked one into the Pentagon. And mysteriously, just by accident, people, it went live. They did exactly what the training scenario was all about. Exactly. Just coincidence, though, people. Just coincidence. Vigilant Guard. That was the name of it. Vigilant Guard. All right, let's see what this says. It says, for example, most of you have probably heard about Event 201, and we've discussed that many times on this show. On October 18th, 2019, remember, this is before there was any public announcements about the so-called COVID-19. On October 18th, 2019, a group of prominent individuals gathered in New York City to simulate what would happen during a worldwide coronavirus pandemic. Event 201 simulates an outbreak of a novel zoonotic coronavirus transmitted from bats to pigs to people that eventually becomes efficiently transmissible from person to person, leading to a severe pandemic. The pathogen and the disease it causes are modeled largely on SARS, but it is more transmissible in the community setting by people with mild symptoms. Remember the asymptomatic people? They're carriers, but they don't show any symptoms. Of course, COVID-19 started spreading in China just a few weeks later, just by coincidence, people. So anyway, hopefully you're getting an idea of the scale of the bullshit we're being submitted to, we're being exposed to. Anyway, unless there's any questions or comments, I'm going to hand this back to my friend, my mentor, and my brother, Henry Shively. Fuck the Jews.
Fuck the Jews. Excellent report. Oh, man. You know, since From the Trenches started, you know, we have always told the truth, and we never flip-flopped. We've been absolutely right about everything, I mean, fucking everything to the detail, right up to today. The other day, or yesterday, I think it was yesterday, I got a, there was a comment, and at the end of the comment was somebody new, and they said, hey, Henry and John, Bloodthirsty Thursday? And I wrote them back, and I told them it's Thoroughly Confusing Thursday. It's always been confusing, totally confusing Thursday, and it's always going to be totally confusing Thursday. I'm not going to have the format changed at all. It's Fuck Muckin' Fun Day. That's from Spike. It's from Fucking Monday. Turncoat Tuesday.
Oh, that was it. I couldn't remember. I knew we had one for Monday. I couldn't remember.
Muckin' Fun Day. Turncoat
Muckin'
Tuesday.
Fun, I'm writing it down.
Weasel Wednesday. Thoroughly confused. I call it Thoroughly Confusing Thursday because it's a fucking madhouse here on Thursday. It's just the way things always turn out. And then Frickin' Friday, you know, we stayed with it until I just really didn't give a shit, and I called it, because frick means fuck anyway, so we call it Fucking Friday. At any rate, From the Trenches, it's not going to change. I mean, we're close, guys. We're close to the fucking end. And it's going to be set right in place. It was right from the fucking beginning. And I tell you what, we gave you people a fucking gift that fucking no silver or gold could ever fucking buy. And that's what should be fucking remembered about what we done. We never gave an inch. We never changed. We never went this way a little bit or that way a little bit. We stayed right where we fucking belong as American nationals of the American race for the little united little S states of the Americas. And that's where we're going to stay. That being said, we are down past the bottom, almost the bottom of the hour. And we will be back tomorrow at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern for another broadcast, The Word from the Trenches on PBFTT. And until then, guys, man, I mean, just consider your fucking position. I mean, one of the things I kind of found on my ride was that, like I said, you know, I'm not as angst about this anymore. Because everybody that I ran into, I mean, total strangers, everybody's ready to shoot. And they can't stop it from happening. And they're going to try a blitzkrieg with the fucking vaccine. We're going to vaccinate 20 million people in 1 week. You're going to fucking find that you got about, I don't know, if you come at it like that, you're probably going to find that you got about 500,000 to a million dead motherfucking troops. At the end of the week, and you ain't gonna make that 20 million fucking mark, you motherfuckers, you fucking Jews. And that is The Word from the Trenches.